The publicly released portions of the new national intelligence estimate say al-Qaeda's determination to attack the United States is undiminished. Ted Justaro, the intelligence officer who wrote the report, says counterterrorism efforts have hampered al-Qaeda, but it still remains the major threat to the United States.
It has constrained al-Qaeda and caused a number of terrorist groups, in addition to al-Qaeda, to perceive the U.S. homeland as a more difficult target. But that despite that, we see an undiminished intent on the part of al-Qaeda to try and attack us here at home. And so we concluded that al-Qaeda is and will remain the most serious threat to the homeland.
The estimate says al-Qaeda has reconstituted itself as a center of global Islamic terrorism in bases deep inside Pakistan's largely lawless tribal areas along the Afghan border. But Ted Justaro says al-Qaeda is not stronger now than it was right after September 11, 2001, as some earlier news reports had suggested.
The community did not make the judgment that al-Qaeda is stronger than at any time since 9/11. Did not discuss that. Did not make that judgment.
Intelligence officials say all 16 U.S. agencies that deal in intelligence or counterterrorism unanimously concurred in their report's key judgments. A 2006 national intelligence estimate on al-Qaeda said the global jihadist movement was becoming decentralized and diffuse. Justaro says that appears to have changed as al-Qaeda has become more organized again and seeks to extend its reach and contacts, particularly with the group calling itself al-Qaeda in Iraq.
I think the relationship, it can be elastic at times. I think certainly 2 years ago we described it as being more decentralized, more of a franchisee-type relationship. I think one of the implications of al-Qaeda Corp having a more secure safe haven in Pakistan is that it's able to reconnect those lines of communication.
White House Homeland Security Advisor Fran Townsend says the new intelligence estimate highlights the need for continuing vigilance against al-Qaeda's terrorist threats.
We are facing a persistent terrorist enemy led by al-Qaeda that remains driven and intent on attacking the homeland and that continues to adapt and improve its capabilities.
Peter Zeihan, an analyst with the private intelligence firm Stratfor, says the public portions of the national intelligence estimate highlight intentions, not capabilities.
If you go through the NIE report, the fine-tuned comb, you'll notice that the word intent is thrown around a lot, but the word capabilities almost never pops up. And that's how we see it. The intent of al-Qaeda to leverage all these other groups that want to be associated with it, such as al-Qaeda in Iraq, is definitely there. The intent of al-Qaeda Prime, of the apex leadership, to launch another major attack in the United States is certainly there. What they lack is the capability.
Democrats and Republicans both seized on the intelligence estimate to bolster their respective arguments over Iraq war policy. Republicans said the report highlights the continued need to confront al-Qaeda in Iraq. Democrats say it underscores how the war in Iraq created new terrorists there while allowing al-Qaeda to regroup in Pakistan. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.